happy Monday. It is hour number two of Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you, getting you caught up on everything you need to know going on in your world today. And really the big story is going to be, it looks like anyway, at this point we're looking great. The weather is looking fabulous, but that is subject to change. We do have a severe thunderstorm watch for our listening area until 8 o'clock tonight. And as we're looking at the News Radio ThreatNet radar there is a pretty substantial system of severe weather in Mississippi that appears to be moving. It's like right by Hattiesburg and, you know, coming into western Alabama there and kind of pushing south-southeast. So it could be a rough night for us here in Pensacola. We'll get an update on the roads and our weather to kick things off. Gracie, how's it looking out there?
Well, we do have slow-moving traffic right now on I-10. This is going to be in the westbound direction due to an accident near 29. Beginning of the show, it was eastbound on I-10. Well, now it is westbound on I-10. This is, again, right near mile marker 10, so right near 29. But it is causing some slowdowns backing up onto I-110 on the ramp. If you are on I-110 heading northbound, trying to get on I-10 westbound going towards Mobile, we do have an accident that is causing some slowdowns. So just keep that in mind. Again, that's in between 29 and I-110 on I-10 westbound. Extremely slow moving. All lanes are going to be slow moving right now. If you see something else on the roads, please give me a call to 850-262-6111. Joe kind of gave us our weather update, but just to be sure, make sure you know that there's severe weather watch in our area until 8 p.m. This evening with some severe weather heading our way. So just keep that in mind. Right now, we're looking good though with just a couple clouds throughout our area. 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
In our top three stories, former President Trump is now in Florida ahead of his arraignment tomorrow. Trump was indicted on Thursday on 37 felony counts connected to the handling of classified documents. He'll be arraigned in Miami federal court and is expected to speak publicly in New Jersey once he leaves Florida and heads back. That should be around tomorrow night. There's no confirmed time, though, on that.
In Pennsylvania officials say that the highway bridge on I-95 will need to be demolished after a tanker truck fire caused it to collapse on Sunday. The driver of the tanker truck lost control while taking an exit ramp and crashed into the wall. The crash caused the tanker truck that was carrying 8,500 gallons of gasoline to catch fire. The demolition process could take months.
And here locally, three boaters were rescued. If you were driving along the 3 Mile Bridge at around noon today, you probably saw some emergency crews around after a boat that was anchored near the bridge started taking on water and capsizing.
Three victims fell into the water, and within 12 minutes, they were on Pensacola Fireboat 1. So they're all doing okay, and luckily had on flotation devices, which is pretty key to their successful rescue and doing okay right now.
That's Pensacola Fire Chief Jenny Craner during a press conference this afternoon. Initial reports of two boats colliding were not accurate. Pensacola police say they're still investigating a shooting that took place on Taurus Avenue last night. They do have a suspect, 21-year-old Traquan Butler, in custody.
And charged him with aggravated battery. That case is also ongoing and active, and there are additional charges pending identification of other suspects.
And Deputy Chief Kevin Chrisman says officers interviewed the victim at a hospital and that he suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Police also saying they're still looking for whoever was responsible following a shooting early yesterday morning downtown. A male victim was shot multiple times in a parking lot near Jefferson and Government Streets. Chrisman says that the victim is expected to survive. The shooting appears to be related to a disturbance involving a large group of people. May have heard it in the Channel 3 update there, but a really scary situation early this morning on Majors Road at about 2:30, where deputies say five men with guns broke into a building where an elderly man was living and demanded money. And when the man didn't have any, he was allegedly pistol whipped. The suspects also reportedly tried breaking into a mobile home on the same property, but weren't able to get in. Also hearing from Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves today, and one of the major announcements from him was that the city plans to renovate the Lakeview Activity Center to provide a children's resource center that would offer community programs, an on-site pediatric clinic, and behavioral health services. This week, the city will request nearly $3.5 million in grant funds from the Escambia Children's Trust.
I believe in the mission of the Children's Trust, and those dollars are there to do what? They're there to help children. I feel like with our partners and with the city of Pensacola, we have a great opportunity to do that. I'm very confident in our ability to be able to do that.
Reeves says they're partnering with the Community Health Northwest Florida and Lakeview Center. The city would provide just over $442,000 in matching funds if the grant request is approved. And finally, locally, before we get another traffic and weather update, the incident at the Japanese Steakhouse over in Pace was the big story over the weekend. Certainly generated a lot of buzz on social media. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson on the Pensacola Morning News today.
A couple of families got sick. They ate at the same hibachi table together, and then they got home, and then they started feeling ill, and then some of them got really sick, and they all went to the hospital. And they tested positive for a narcotic.
Now, Johnson says because the investigation is ongoing, he can't specify which narcotic they were poisoned with. However, on social media, some of the families involved have posted that it was meth. Investigators have one suspect that they are waiting to speak with. It's not clear whether that suspect is another guest or perhaps an employee of the restaurant. Johnson, though, does say the restaurant is cooperating fully with the investigation. Yeah, a lot of buzz, a lot of public comments on that. Looking at our social media on Facebook, looking at Channel 3, PNJ, everybody, that was a big story this weekend and continues to be. Waiting for the outcome of that investigation there. Gracie, on the roads, got a problem on I-110 and I-10.
Oh, yeah. We have an accident on I-10 westbound. This is going to be right near the 29 exit, mile marker 10 at Pensacola Boulevard exit. Right shoulder is going to be blocked off, but this is causing some major slowdowns throughout our interstates in Pensacola. That's going to continue. That's going to be on I-10 westbound, backing up to the Davis Highway exit if you are on I-10, and that is backing up onto I-110 northbound, backing up past like Creighton Road area. So if you're heading northbound on I-110 and trying to get onto I-10 westbound, it's going to be slow moving until you get onto the ramp and past 29 due to this accident. So just keep that in mind. That's going to be some heavy delays throughout Pensacola. And for weather, it's going to be a busy night. We do have a severe thunderstorm watch in our area until 8 p.m. this evening. This is due to a big cluster of thunderstorms that is heading our direction. So we are seeing some scattered storms just north of Florida. So north of Century, just near Bruton, north of Atmore. So that is going to be causing some heavy rain and thunderstorms as well as lightning this later this evening. So just keep that in mind and be aware of that. Most likely is going to be around 7 and 8 o'clock this evening. I am Gracie on News Radio 92.3, and this traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years on the Gulf Coast in business, and that you can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And moving through quickly here, State of Florida News. Day 4 of the trial of the ex-Parkland School Resource Officer Scott Peterson is today. Defense attorneys trying to prove that by him taking a tactical position when shots were fired was the correct move rather than charging into the school. Also today, funeral services held for A.J. Owens, the 35-year-old mother allegedly shot and killed by her neighbor. Reverend Al Sharpton delivered the eulogy. Today marks the 7th anniversary of the Pulse nightclub massacre when a gunman killed 49 people and injured 53 more. There's an event at the Steinmetz Hall in Orlando tonight where they will be commemorating. Also, tens of thousands of Floridians at risk of losing SNAP benefits later this year because of a new law that will soon create additional requirements for who can use the program. Following the national debt ceiling negotiations, officials will require anybody between 18 to 54 to show proof of work in order to collect the benefits. veterans, children aging out of foster care, and those who are homeless are exempt from the changes. 5:21, we'll take a break, come back with a look at our national and worldwide headlines on a very busy Monday. It's Pensacola Right Now, and this is News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Don't forget who the real enemy is. He is described in 1 Peter 5:8, where the Bible says, "Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." The devil is the diabolical one. He is as a roaring lion who is prowling around the neighborhood seeking whom he may devour spiritually. Inside a home, a brother and sister or a husband and a wife may be arguing, maybe slamming doors and yelling, but the moment that they recognize that there's a prowler outside the house, the petty differences and the argument disappear, and the family unites as one to protect their home. So it is God's call on His children to be sober and vigilant and resist the real enemy, the devil, and he will flee from you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever. With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT impact-resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now, through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WinGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to pgtwindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner, and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me this Wednesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions this Wednesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM. 1620.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
Strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries.
It's News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Hope you're having a great start to your Monday. We're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather as It's going to be a busy night for weather, and we are seeing a lot of slowdowns on our roads this afternoon. So to start off on the roads, I-10 and I-110 are seeing heavy slowdowns. This is due to an accident on I-10 westbound right near 29. Mile marker 10, we have an accident blocking the right shoulder, and that is causing some major delays for our interstates throughout Pensacola. So on I-10 westbound, that's going to be backing up past the Davis Highway I-10 exit. And on I-110, this has slowed things down northbound backing up to Airport Boulevard exit. So just keep that in mind. That is going to be slow moving if you're heading northbound on I-110 and planning to get on I-10 westbound. You're going to be seeing some heavy slowdowns right now due to that accident. So just keep that in mind. We are seeing slowdowns eastbound on I-10. This is going to be near the right near 9th Avenue as you're heading towards the Pensacola Bay Bridge. Looks like this is due to construction. But if you do see something else on the roads or have details, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
After evening thunderstorms move through, the weather should be fairly quiet overnight with lows running between 70 and 75. Tuesday's rain chance about 40%, high up around 90 degrees. We'll continue with a pretty decent chance for rain Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's that time of the year where showers and thunderstorms pop up, and sometimes they end up being strong. High temps, upper 80s to low 90s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. As he mentioned, we're going to have some strong storms tonight. That is a severe thunderstorm watch in our area till 8 p.m. this evening. Right now, it's still hot and sunny throughout our area. 91 in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Yeah, starting to get more cloudy, though, ahead of what's likely coming our way. National headlines, the man accused of killing a homeless man with a chokehold in New York City subway released a video statement through his attorneys yesterday. Daniel Penny shares his thoughts leading up to the encounter that resulted in Jordan Neely's death back on May 1st.
Some people say that I was holding on to Mr. Neely for 15 minutes. This is not true. I mean, between stops is only a couple minutes. So the whole interaction lasted less than 5 minutes. Some people say I was trying to choke him to death, which is also not true. I was trying to restrain him.
And Penny is charged with manslaughter.
And a mob of people who are seeking revenge after a fatal shark encounter in Egypt are being blamed for beating a shark to death. The Russian man who lived in the country at the time was attacked and eaten by a tiger shark last week while swimming in the Red Sea. Another video is now circulating, and it shows that a group of people surrounding the tiger shark, brought onto shore the same beach and beating it with a metal pole as people cheer. The Egyptian officials say that they caught the shark responsible, but it's unclear if it was the same shark that was beaten to death.
All of the victims injured in the mass shooting in Alabama have now been released from the hospital. Four people were killed and more than 30 were hurt when gunmen opened fire at a Sweet 16 birthday party in April in Dadeville.
And an overwhelming majority of Republicans don't believe that a felony conviction should keep a candidate out of the White House. According to the CBS News YouGov poll, 80% of likely Republican voters say that former President Trump should be allowed to serve as president again, even if he is convicted of federal charges. And the poll also shows that 76% of Republicans are more concerned that the indictment is being politically motivated than they are about the potential security or national security risks.
An American citizen being detained in Russia, identified as Michael Travis Leak. U.S. Embassy officials confirmed his identity and attended his arraignment Saturday. Russian courts say Leak was arrested on drug charges, accusing him of engaging in the narcotics business by attracting young people. Leak, though, is saying he's innocent, saying he doesn't know what he's been accused of. It's 5:30 right now. Fox News Update is coming up. That's followed by Your Money Now, which is brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority. Keeping our eye on the ThreatNet radar, storms look like they're moving this way. Severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 8.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Former President Trump is set to appear in a Miami, Florida federal courtroom tomorrow to be arraigned on 37 criminal counts related to the handling of sensitive government documents.
The appearance in court is scheduled for Tuesday afternoon, after which he is expected to return to his summer home at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, where he will speak publicly in the evening.
Fox's Eben Brown. Pennsylvania State Police today confirming human remains were found at the site of a tanker truck fire that collapsed a portion of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia yesterday. Pennsylvania Congressman Brendan Boyle.
It is amazing that there weren't vehicular fatalities driving into what was then the gone part northbound of 95.
Police say the truck driver was apparently trying to exit when he lost control. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Yet another investment announcement out of General Motors today. The Detroit automaker says it will spend $632 million on its assembly plant in Fort Wayne, Indiana, to upgrade that factory. That plant builds gasoline-powered Chevrolet Silverado and GMC Sierra light-duty pickups. After the closing bell, Oracle reported quarterly results that topped expectations on both the top and bottom lines. The database software vendor's revenue grew 17% year-over-year to hit $13.84 billion, with cloud services and license support revenue soaring 23%. Oracle shares, which jumped 6% in today's regular trading session, are up another 3.1% after hours. In the regular Monday session, stocks opened the new week on a very positive note, particularly in terms of technology and travel-related issues. The Dow Industrials rose 190 points, the S&P added 40, the tech-heavy NASDAQ up 1.5%. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Giants running back Saquon Barkley didn't seem optimistic about his future when he spoke to reporters this weekend. It doesn't seem like they're making any progress on a long-term deal. Barkley's an interesting test case. The Giants need him. He's a huge part of their offense. They don't want to put all the pressure on quarterback Daniel Jones. If they don't pay Barkley, that's a bad sign for running backs because the Giants of all teams should invest in that spot. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Is your check engine light on? Let our professional parts people scan and diagnose the problem for free. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas. Loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Do you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Good news. There's a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. Call U.S. Tax Shield, A-plus rated with the BBB, 800-391-5063 for your free consultation and let U.S. Tax Shield protect you from the IRS.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
sugar. Oh, honey, honey, you are my candy girl.
5:35 on Pensacola right now. It's Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great start to your Monday. We're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather before we get started on sports, wacky stories, pop culture, and everything else you need to know. But we do have slow-moving traffic right now on I-10 and I-110. This is due to an accident in the westbound direction. Scene of the accident is going to be right near the 29 exit at mile marker 10. This is slowing things down westbound on I-10. As well as northbound on I-110, backing up to Airport Boulevard. Extremely slow-moving traffic. If you're heading northbound on I-110 and you are trying to get onto the ramp to head onto I-10 westbound, you're going to be sitting in some slow traffic for a good bit due to this accident. We also have slow traffic in the eastbound direction on I-10. This is going to be right around 9th Avenue as you're heading towards the Escambia Bay Bridge. It is slow-moving. It looks like due to construction, but if you do see something else on the roads or have other details, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather this evening, we are going to be seeing a lot of rain throughout our area, and a severe thunderstorm watch is in effect until 8 p.m. this evening. This is due to a cluster of some rain and thunderstorms coming to our area. Right now, it's just north of Florida, so Atmore is starting to see a lot of rain coming through, as well as Bay Minette, and that is going to continue throughout this evening as we do have, again, a severe thunderstorm watch in effect. So just keep that in mind as that storm moves eastbound, and it's really heading a little bit south too. So we will be seeing that later this evening. It is Gracie on News Radio 92.3, and this traffic update is brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. That's employing made easy. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And, you know, radio is called the theater of the mind, right? And so let me close your eyes, if you're driving. Paint a picture for you. So you close your eyes hypothetically in your mind, and you see Florida Panhandle, you see Alabama, and you see Mississippi to your left. So right, Hattiesburg is at 10 o'clock. There's a big red blob. And now draw a line diagonally going right through Pensacola. That's what the radar looks like. So.
The blob is coming.
It's coming.
Yep.
Severe thunderstorm watch. In effect until 8, not expecting any tornadic activity, but I know that, you know, in watching the Channel 3 news with Alan at 5, there were some severe thunderstorm warnings that were popping up back in Mississippi as part of this cell. So, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty substantial one. Looks like we're going to get a lot of rain, although thankfully it doesn't look like there's any tornadic activity with this. But, yeah, just be alert. We've been talking about it all show. Just trying to make you as aware as we possibly can and get you prepared here for some yucky weather likely headed our way later on tonight. It's almost 6 o'clock, though, so I don't know how fast the storm system is moving, but it would not be surprised at all if the severe thunderstorm warning doesn't get extended past 8 o'clock. As you know, most of the heavy stuff is still in Mississippi right now. Now, I know these things, you know, can move pretty quickly. But, you know, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, I don't know. We might be through it by 8 o'clock, although I have my doubts right now. But we'll see how the next hour and a half progresses before the show ends here at 7. Just some local news here because it has been pretty busy locally. Had a lot going on over the weekend. And on social media, the big story that everybody was talking about and continues to talk about is the investigation in Santa Rosa County regarding Nico's Japanese Steakhouse. On Pensacola Morning News with Andrew this morning, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson was on, and he had talked about it. At the time this morning, they were waiting to talk with one possible suspect in that after 7 people were taken to the hospital after eating there and confirmed that Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office did test positive for a narcotic in those 7 victims there.
Well, for a couple of them, they got really, really sick. But as I said, nothing life-threatening that we were made aware of. But they got pretty sick. And, you know, we take this kind of stuff seriously. And that's why we've got several different agencies investigating.
So, yeah, several investigating. And Johnson said that they could ask the FBI to prosecute the suspect on federal terrorism charges, too. They have not confirmed this what specific narcotic it is. However, on social media, all you have to do is search for it. And, I mean, it's right there where families that were affected have posted that it was meth. But, again, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office is not confirming that as the investigation is still ongoing. Also, Mayor D.C. Reeves providing a lot of updates with the city today. And TSA, you know, we've seen multiple reports. We've had pictures sent to us about, you know, these people are being forced to park in these grass lots. The lines getting into TSA check-in are just ridiculously long. And we told you about back in April that, you know, starting at the end of April, that they were going to be switching out some of the scanners at the four TSA lanes. Now, I know normally TSA does not operate all four lanes at once. They may have one or two open, but it kind of sounds like, and I haven't been in the airport now for several months, but it sounds like that's continuing. But over the course of the summer, they are going to be not only switching out the scanners that, you know, you put your luggage in, but they also have to train on the new technology as well. So Mayor D.C. Reeves talked about that, saying the delays are going to continue.
I normally would get there an hour and 1 minute before it started. I get it. That's how some people travel. But this is, you can't do that right now. I mean, you really have to take, you have to heed the 2 hours and take that seriously.
So, yeah, that's been going on since April, and it's going to continue now for the next couple of months through the summer, and things should be back to normal by the fall. Looking at sports headlines, we do have Game 5 of the NBA Finals starting at 7:30 on ABC. The Nuggets leading the Heat 3-1. Hopefully there aren't any fights involving UFC stars with mascots after what happened Friday. Miami Heat guard Tyler Hero is expected to suit up and try to play tonight. He was officially upgraded to questionable today, so we'll see if that leads to any sort of big impact for the Heat. They could certainly use it. The Braves are in Detroit taking on the Tigers. That one just started. Later on tonight, the Rays and the Athletics in Oakland at 8:40. Also at 8:40, the Marlins are out west as well, taking on the Seattle Mariners. One TV game, the Royals and the Reds at 7:10. That one on ESPN Plus. There are two Game 3 elimination games in Super Regionals of the NCAA baseball tournament. Right now, delay between Tennessee and Southern Miss. That game is on ESPN2 once it resumes. And later on ESPN at 7 o'clock, you will have Texas and Stanford playing. Again, the Super Regionals are best of three series, so the two series there both having Game 3s tonight. So pretty good night for college baseball if you are into that. Health, business, and science notes. AI researchers are apparently risking their mental and emotional health. That according to the American Psychological Association. It says researchers feel socially disconnected at work because of the sudden change of working with AI. It also found employees working with AI are more likely to suffer from insomnia and alcoholism.
The next great big thing.
Causing all sorts of problems.
Yeah, goodness gracious. Well, another kind of crazy one. J.P. Morgan and Chase is agreeing to settle a lawsuit that alleges the bank of helping facilitate Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking enterprise. The settlement would resolve the lawsuit that was filed in federal court to an undefined or unidentified woman last year. She claims that Chase turned a blind eye towards Epstein's conduct.
Pretty wild one in Colombia. Four children who went missing over a month ago after their plane crashed in the Amazon rainforest have been found alive. Colombia's president tweeted the news and shared photos of the children with rescue teams. The children aged 13, 9, 4, and an infant were the only survivors of a plane that crashed in the jungle back on May 1st.
Well, if you love dairy, I have a job for you. This is from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Has a dream job for someone who is extremely lactose tolerant. The school's Center of Dairy Research is hiring a dairy taster, a taster, to talk about food based on appearance, texture, taste, aroma. So whoever gets this gig to taste all this dairy is going to possibly have as many as a dozen pizzas and 24 cheese samples a week.
Free gym membership not included, apparently.
Yeah, tummy ache is. Well, we're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather, 546 right now. Busy on the roads right now as well. I-10 and I-110 seeing extremely slow-moving traffic. This is due to an accident that we had at 29 in the westbound direction at mile marker 10. Is slowing things down on I-10 westbound as well as I-110 northbound. So just keep that in mind. That is going to be westbound, and then the ramp getting onto westbound from I-110 is extremely slow moving right now. Our slowdowns eastbound right around 9th Avenue are starting to clear up, so that is looking good. But if you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Strong thunderstorms are possible this evening, and a severe thunderstorm watch was issued. The main threat will be damaging winds. Large hail also possible. Overnight, lows will end up being down between about 70 and 75 degrees. As we head through the next couple of days, the rain chance is around 40 to 50% each day, and highs will run in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. As we were saying a little bit earlier, just make sure to keep an eye on the weather. That is going to be severe weather watch in effect until 8 p.m. We have a big cluster of thunderstorms coming our direction. Taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the weather, the severe weather is going over Hattiesburg right now, but it is moving closer over Mobile as well as making its way to our area. So just keep that in mind. Severe weather watch in effect until 8 p.m. this evening. I'm Gracia, News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
And taking a look at some more health science and business notes, the Grubhub downsizing its corporate staff. The food delivery company is laying off 15% of its corporate workforce, which is about 400 employees. Fox News sending a cease and desist letter to former host Tucker Carlson, as Carlson just published his first two episodes of the new Twitter show. But Fox says that he still has a contract with them and they're still paying him, and it's to keep his content exclusive to Fox through the end of 2024. And almost 3,500 Reddit pages went dark today. It's a protest of the San Francisco-based tech company's raising of prices for developers of third-party apps. A look at pop culture. Tonight's Powerball drawing worth $324 million. The cash option on that works out to just over $167 million. And tomorrow night brings out the Mega Millions drawing, and that jackpot is at $260 million.
And Nicki Minaj was apparently swatted last week. Cops said an anonymous caller notified Child Services that Nicki Minaj's 2-year-old son was being abused. That led to the sheriff deputy showing up to her house in Los Angeles. Hours later, another phone call to 911 dispatch said that Nicki Minaj's house was on fire.
And Matt Damon and Ben Affleck calling out Donald Trump for using their movie footage in a fundraising video. The video uses an audio clip from Air, the movie that detailed Nike's efforts in landing Michael Jordan. Damon and Affleck say Trump doesn't have permission to use it, and they don't want their work used by his campaign.
Also in wacky and weird stories, a weird story out of L.A. A couple in L.A. were cleaning out their parents' basement, found at least $1 million in the crawl space. If you're not good at math, that's about $10,000. They can't find any takers, though, including banks. Coinstar said that they'll take 8% of it, but it's going to be a pain in the butt to get those pennies out of there. They did put ads online for $25,000, as pretty much all the pennies are copper, not zinc.
Yeah, Texter says there's got to be a lot more to those pennies. It would be a task, but if most of them are copper, then they might be a good amount of valuable coin in there. Coin collectors should be consulted about the potential value. Some collectors will offer a flat amount for old bulk coins because they know at least a few rare coins will be present. I think it sounds like that's what they've tried to do. I mean, they've tried to go a few different routes, it sounds like, where, you know, they've reached out to banks and the banks are saying, no, we have absolutely no interest. We don't have the room for $10,000 worth of coins. I mean, obviously, we talked, you know, Coinstar would take 8%. You know, and I would imagine just the hassle it would take, the manpower it would take to get a million pennies out of there. I mean, I feel like that would be a lot of work. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I would imagine there would have to be, I mean, it's L.A.
Yeah.
So there's got to be, you know, coin shops or places that, you know, maybe they can send somebody over. I mean, but it's a million coins that you're having to look through. And, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. But coin collectors, that's what they love to do. So maybe you've got a whole team of them.
Well, that's what, you know, they're saying like, hey, you know, $25,000, all these, there's a million pennies. They're all copper, which means they're all like pre-1980s. You know, you pay us X amount of dollars, you come clear it all out, and it's yours. But, yeah, I don't know. Weird one there. Speaking of weird, in Missouri, a hoax is happening where homeowners are being sent fake notices saying that 550 buffalo are being shipped to their home in the middle of the night. It's buffalo, not buffalo wings. The notices say, quote, the land surrounding your home has been selected as a game preserve, and that the first shipment of 550 buffalo will arrive at your home at 3:45 a.m. on June 29th.
Yikes.
That's a good one. Yeah. I wish I would have thought of that. 5:52, we'll take a final break, come back with some more wacky news, some good news, and a recap of this weekend's movies, Spider-Man, Transformers. You still had Little Mermaid, Guardians 3. Who did the best out of all those movies? We'll talk about it next. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as ProHealth will be the guest and will be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's tomorrow morning at 10, as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great start to your Monday, and we're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather as we have a busy night ahead of us for weather, and it is very busy on the roads right now. So we do have slow-moving traffic right now on I-10 westbound. This is going to be right near 29 due to an accident. Scene of the accident happened at mile marker 10, but it is slowing things down on I-10 westbound, backing up to I-110, as well as I-110 northbound. If you are heading northbound towards I-10 and Davis Highway, expect slow-moving traffic due to this accident, backing things up for anyone trying to get onto I-10 westbound. It looks like it's improving. Looks like it's gotten cleaned up at the scene of the accident, but we're still seeing those delays on the road. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. And for weather, we're going to get a quick update from WEAR.
After evening thunderstorms move through, the weather should be fairly quiet overnight with lows running between 70 and 75. Tuesday's rain chance about 40%, high up around 90 degrees. We'll continue with a pretty decent chance for rain Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's that time of the year where showers and thunderstorms pop up, and sometimes they end up being strong. High temps, upper 80s to low 90s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much. And as Alan mentioned, we are going to be seeing some severe thunderstorms this evening with a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 8 p.m. Right now, taking a look at the News Radio Threat Net radar, we do have a large bit of thunderstorms heading towards our area. Right now, it's just north of Mobile, but it is moving eastbound and kind of eastbound and moving south as well. So right towards Pensacola. So keep that in mind. That is going to be thunderstorms throughout this evening and a severe thunder watch in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. I am Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And some more weird stuff. A Detroit-based pizza chain called Jet's Pizza. Never had it. I've heard it's really good, though. Enlisted an AI-powered, chatbot to create a truly delicious pizza combination. It came up with a ranch veggie pizza. The toppings include ranch, mozzarella, feta, mushrooms, onions, green peppers, black olives, and tomatoes. Gracie, you're a health aficionado. You like the healthy stuff on your pizza. Is that in any way, shape, or form appetizing to you?
I'll do all that without the black olives. You're just, and that sounds
all right,
actually delicious.
I'm leaving.
I love it. Sounds great. Well, just to finish off with a weird one out of Indiana, an Indiana man was arrested for shooting a mouse outside. It was in a trap. The problem is the 22-year-old Frankie Rosa was shooting in the direction of his neighbors, including an 8-year-old. He was charged with criminal recklessness. A weird one to finish off this hour. It's Gracie and Joe on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now. We're going to get a quick look at update from WEAR. We'll be back with more local stories as well as keeping an eye on this storm that is heading our direction. So again, thunderstorm watch in effect until 8 p.m. this evening. It's Gracie and Joe on News Radio 92.3.